Pop up those hoodies and don't look back, men. Nobody is turning to salt today. Pop up those hoodies and go. Let her turn to salt if she wants to, all right? So welcome back, MGTOW men. It's a Sunday, and you know what that means. I cannot wait for these days. I love doing these MGTOW sermons. Whether or not you read the Bible, whether or not you believe or respect any of his teachings, doesn't matter. Listen here. I don't preach at anybody, but I'm just going to bring up another story because the Bible and MGTOW, unlike many people's initial thoughts, they're really strong partners in what they teach about how you spend your time on earth and how to handle things financially, a man's role on earth, and how a man should interact with women based on female nature. So I've made videos regarding Samson and Delilah, Potiphar's wife, and David and Bathsheba if you're new today. And today we're going to be looking at another one, Sodom and Gomorrah, but more specifically Lot's wife, who is unnamed. So men, I hope that you notice that all these stories, and likely the first 10 of my MGTOW sermons that I'll make, they're all derived from the Old Testament, and that contains stories from thousands of years ago. So female nature is as it is today, and it's just as it was a few thousand years ago, and we see the connection. Why should we suspect anything different? So, okay, that's what we're looking at. Age in the continuation of something over a long period of time adds to its efficacy. That's what we've got here. We've got more ethos. And the story of Sodom and Gomorrah can be found in Genesis 18 to 19 if you want to look along. I'm going to give a quick summary of it. You may have heard of it. And I'll put a picture in the video to show you where some people believe that Lot's wife, who became a pillar of salt, can actually be found still just out where Sodom and Gomorrah was. So Abraham, who is a main individual in the Bible and is a father of the Abrahamic religions, has a nephew. His name's Lot. So Lot's not really significant in the Bible, not hugely significant, but Lot lived in Sodom. So if you're familiar with that word sodomy, that's where it comes from. Sodomy is derived from the city Sodom in the Bible. And sodomy overall refers to sexual intercourse, anally or orally, I think, overall, and bestiality. Usually in a Christian context, it's just referring to homoerotic sex, but Sodom and Gomorrah itself could be its own video, and Lot's wife is the focus. So there is a lot of screwed up stuff in this story, so I'll try to break it down as best as I can. Through two messengers or angels, God spoke to Abraham stating that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of the debauchery and the wickedness of the city. Lot was warned as well, and the angels stated that he should leave or else his family would die. There's actually a scene in which Lot is nearly raped by a horde of men in Sodom, and the only example of the homoerotic or otherwise sexually perverse actions the city's known for. And Lot, it's kind of strange, he even offers his own daughters instead of the two angels. There's a lot can be said about that. I'm not going to get into that conversation, why he did that. But it just shows you how debased this place is. So Lot, his wife, and two daughters ran from the city after learning that the city is going to be destroyed the following day. And they're ordered not to look back at the city or even stop as they moved to the next town, which was Zoar. So otherwise, they would die if they did. And you know who died? Not Lot, not the two daughters who he was holding onto and bringing with. Lot's wife died. And she didn't just die. She got transformed into a pillar of salt in an instant. In just one verse, all it says, but Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. That's it. Just one glance over her shoulder, and Lot was whisked away. She was gone. Or not Lot. Lot's wife was, as Lot brought the two daughters away. She was erased from the earth for not letting go of her fixation on what I see as the connection to the debauchery of the city. Why would you want to stay there unless you were interested in that life, and unless you were interested in that lifestyle and that dopamine rush, that endorphin rush that you're getting from what is often compared to is the biblical Las Vegas or Amsterdam. Thus bringing me to my first takeaway from the story. So Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing to offer other than a debaucherous life. It really wasn't notable for any reason. And historically, she was likely sleeping around, maybe engaging in those activities too, just like Potiphar's wife. Didn't even have a name in the Bible. She wasn't known for anything else. And her body was leaving the city, but clearly her soul was still in it. And not once does it show that Lot wanted to stay in the city. He hoped that it would be spared out of mercy, but he ran. He didn't want that anymore. And so he was focusing on his value inside. And a woman is often, once again, focused on the value externally and the society around her and what people are telling her. So a lot of women in the world, there's a lot of coldness, and they will not leave their soulless selves behind and would rather continue a way of debauchery. And the devils in the white dress linger everywhere, men. We have to realize that women will go as men go. And women will go as the powerful entities go, which is the government, which is society. I talk about this a lot. Men are partly at fault here, obviously, as they'll, you know, especially the baller, hauler, shot caller, 20-inch rims on the Apollo Society type guys. But if women see that's where their value is, because men are placing value on women that way, and if the city's going like Sodom and Gomorrah, then she's going to want that. It's just the way it is. You cannot change that. And you're going to have to whisk her away. You're going to have to pull her away. She cannot run on her own. And women have a fragile mind and directed in the right way. If, you know, when women have a fragile mind but are directed in the right way, they there's more hope that they will be aligned with how they should act and how they should go about making decisions in life. But the pull of their flesh is very strong still, just as we see with Eve still. You know, we look back to the first encounter of it in the Bible. She's told not to eat the apple, knowing it was bad, but she still wanted more. She wanted the thrill. Lot, too. She wasn't certain about her life ahead, but Lot's wife only had status because she was the wife of the one righteous man in Sodom and Gomorrah and deserved to be saved. Yet she still wanted to be with the bad boy, so to speak, or walking down that strip in Las Vegas. She had two kids. She had status because of Lot. She had everything that she could have asked for as a woman in the Bible, but she still didn't want that. She didn't have the faith in the leadership of Lot and turned back to the thrills of Sodom and Gomorrah. Her life was Sodom and Gomorrah. There was nothing in her. And how many women are like that today, okay? That will be stuck in wanting to stay in L.A. Parties in L.A., all right? And don't settle for a woman that's hanging on, man, okay? Lot's wife was half committed. Lot was fully. And do you think that he knew what was next in life? Do you think that he knew where he was going? No, he had no idea where he was going. He had lived there his whole life. He had invested everything into it. And that was even more significant in a day where living in a city is where you grew up and died. And he knew it was the only way to save his family. And so he ran. He made that decision. She did not. And despite the sacrifice Lot was making, she didn't commit. She was tearing. And many of us men, I'm sure that there are some of you watching this video that are in relationships, and I've been in the past in these types of relationships that are keeping you from moving on and that would rather look back at their exes, maybe the excitement of their past days, the flinging, the partying, and so forth, and would rather not stand for you and go with you when you have to go, metaphorically or literally. And this goes both ways for men and women, obviously, but it's becoming even more prevalent with women today that hit the wall earlier but are looking back on their days in their early 20s when they said, soon I'll find a good man, but for now I want the bad boy. Then they get in their 30s and 40s and want to look back and turn to pillars of salt. And I've been in these relationships myself, obviously. Their continual search to stay as a child in mind and not make sacrifice needed to move on to the step life is scary and it's uncertain. But these women, if they're not willing to be up to speed with that, they're going to pull you back and you're going to get turned into a pillar of salt too. She's got one command to follow. Don't look or stop, but she'd rather choose the opposite of that one command and suffer the consequences, all right? So, you know, they do have one, you know, command today from men, I believe. And often us men make that same concession to women that, you know, we let them stick around. But all we need is that one command to be fulfilled. And that's the command just to be there and to show that you care, I believe. And that's what we want at the end of a work day or a week, to know that after my day is stressful, I can come home to her and I can rest to recharge with her. But she's looking at something else. She's looking back. She's looking behind her. And we do not have her back. She wants to turn back. And because, men, besides your thoughts, the only thing that you own is your time. And you don't own any of your time, regardless if a woman is in your life or not, you still don't own it. I believe that every man is working on alone. And we're working on alone time, and we'll always be working on alone time. You have to make the most of it, and you can't have somebody being dead weight and pulling you back. And having a woman that is tearing is a woman that you need to let turn into a pillar of salt and die, all right? Let her turn to salt. Let her blow in the wind and be whittled down to nothing. This may be metaphorical. This could be literal. Maybe you have to move to a new place, but she's not letting you. Maybe she's making you pay more to stay in this one city because the rent's, you know, way higher, but she has a connection to this place. You got to go, all right? Don't be held back. You're going to regret it. Maybe you got to go to Zoar. And when you're MGTOW, man, my final point is you set the pace, all right? Set a pace. I talk about this all the time. Set a pace. You can set your own pace in MGTOW. I also talk about the difference between external and internal pressures and motivators. It's like being in a group at cross-country practice. Some coaches emphasize staying in a group and not wavering from it because it's being on a team and so forth. When you're married, you have to accommodate the speed of another person. You have no choice. And Lot had to hang on to his two daughters even here despite running ahead of his wife. He couldn't set his own pace, and when he did set his own pace, he lost his wife. And that's often what happens today. A man, you're doing what you had to do and kind of have to set your own pace for a while, whether it's at work or with doing something around the home, and you might lose her, maybe taking care of a parent. So often, men, you have two paths to choose from. You can choose to go at your own pace and go MGTOW, or you can go at your own pace that satisfies you, but you may lose your wife or your girlfriend in the process. What do you want? Or you can accommodate that person and go at a slower pace that you would desire in order to keep her. And instead, you might not make the trip to the next town in time or into the next job, and you won't advance in life at the speed that you would like. So that's what's going on here, men, in this story. There's a lot that can come from this one verse, this one passage. Once again, so much more to be had. Nothing has changed. Just no cities are being destroyed by fire and brimstone. So men, enjoy this Sunday. Sunday's a great day. Recharge this Sunday night. Let me know what you're doing, what you're reading. Grad school is coming on and work is really busy for me, but I am blessed for that. Haven't been able to get to emails in the last 2 days. I will ASAP if you're waiting on a response. You know what to do, men. Pop up those hoodies and don't look back. If you got to let her turn to salt, do it. So in the comment section, hit me up with the hoodies up. I ain't looking back. Let her turn to salt. Hoodies up. Hoodie is long gone. I'm moving on. Peace.